are you doing this morning? Let me just ask, how you doing? Now, I know you came this morning to see the boys and girls, and they did a great job in the program. I always love that. But I'm just going to bring a short message this morning, probably about 18, 20 minutes long. It's going to be that short for me, okay? But it'll be just a short message, just some things I want to share with you. How are you doing Christmas season? For a lot of folks, it's a joyous time of year. It's a happy time of year. We celebrate. We're excited about gifts and family and all the Christmas tree and all of that. But for other folks, it's not necessarily a happy time of year. Maybe they're missing a loved one that they've lost recently, or maybe there's been a traumatic time of them this time of year, and sometimes there's some struggles. But how are you doing this morning? I just want to know. You doing all right? I hope you are. This morning's message is actually the second in a mini-series that we're doing called The Great Gift Exchange. We're talking about how that you give something to God and God gives something back to you. Our text this morning is going to come from 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. We're calling this series The Great Gift Exchange. At Christmas time, we exchange gifts with those we love. And in this series, we're learning that we give something to God and He gives something back to us in return. Now, you have an outline that was in your bulletin. I wonder, Trey, could you help me? Trey, do any of you need a bulletin that's got an outline in it? If you slip your hand up, Trey will get you one of those. Just keep your hand up as long as he does, and that way you can get one of the outlines there. He'll be with you in just a moment there. It's on your outline there. Last week we talked about give God your worry and He will give you His peace. Today we're talking about giving God your hurt and He will give you His comfort. Next week we're going to talk about giving God your grief and He will give you His joy. You know, this time of year, the circumstances just seem to magnify certain of our emotions. They bring to light issues that we deal with all year long, but this time of year they often become more amplified. And so we're addressing three particular things: worry, hurt, and grief. Those things seem to be exaggerated this time of year. Maybe a little harder to deal with for some folks. I want to talk to you for just a moment about one of the worst days of your life when those days come. The bad days, the difficult days, and how God responds if you'll just reach out to Him in those particular days. Now, we all have days that we struggle. All have those hard days on occasion. Seems like everything just piles up on us. Maybe you're dealing with issues, maybe issues on the job, issues in the family, maybe with relationships, issues with your spouse, maybe issues with your children. But everything just seems to happen, one thing after another. And you think if one more thing happens... And then it does. And you think, what in the world am I going to do? We all deal with all kinds of hurts. And I think physical hurts are bad, but I think emotional hurts are even deeper and more difficult to deal with. Now, this time of year, there are many classic Christmas movies that you see on television and all. And one of them that I love in particular is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, okay? Now, I cannot officially recommend it because some of the language in it is not the best, and I love the TBS version on TV. You know, they cut out all of that language and everything. But if you know the movie, Clark Griswold is trying to do everything in his power to make sure that his kids have a good Christmas. And I love it when Cousin Eddie just shows up to the family. Now, every family has a Cousin Eddie, I'll be honest. And if you're thinking about your family and think, well, I don't know who Cousin Eddie is, there's a good chance you are the Cousin Eddie in your family. Okay? Clark is doing everything he can to make sure his kids have a great Christmas, and he's having just one bad thing after another. One thing after another goes wrong. You know, I think we can all identify with those things. We all have days like that. Now, if you've had days when it seemed like everything went wrong and everything just piles up, and you're wondering, am I ever going to see daylight again? Maybe your heart is heavy. Maybe your heart is hurting. And you feel like it's about to break in two. You think, what am I going to do? How do I handle it when I'm dealing with all of these hurts in my life? I think the Apostle Paul definitely had some of those kinds of days, and he would write about several things that he struggled with in life, and all those physical issues he dealt with, but also the emotional things. It's on your outline, I believe, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're not going to take time to read all of it this morning, but he talked about in verse 23, he had been beaten, he'd been put in prison, he'd been at the point of death. In verse 24, he'd beaten 39 times on five different occasions. Verse 25, he was stoned and shipwrecked three times. One time, he drifted in the water all night long. Verse 26, he talks about facing all kinds of troubles. Verse 27, I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was cold, I was naked. And then on top of all of that, in verse number 28, he said, I had to deal with the care of all of the churches. See, the crowning hurt that Paul built to was not a physical pain, but it was an emotional pain, an emotional hurt. Now, these are the experiences that Paul continued to re-encounter all throughout his life. Now, he went through a lot because of his role in the kingdom, I believe. He played a significant role in the early church. God basically said, Paul, I'm going to take the gospel of the good news. It's been around for a while, and it's been traveling, spreading a little bit, but I'm going to use you as the catalyst to catapult it, and it's going to travel a lot further, and it's going to go a lot faster because of you. You're going to take the gospel to Spain and to Rome, and from there it's going into all of the world. And so this key missionary, who's like a hinge on what the Gentiles' hopes swing, is going through a lot. Because number one, Satan doesn't like him, but there's a lot of other folks don't like him. And Paul has a lot of bad days, one thing after another. Physical hurts, emotional hurts. There were days when friends walked away, days when he's falsely accused, days when people say things behind his back that aren't true. And he goes through all kinds of those things in his life, in his Christian life. So the question becomes for me, how do you get through these days? How do you get through? I mean, because the fact is, you're either in the middle of this crisis or you've just come out of the crisis, or someone said you're getting ready to go into the crisis season. And Paul says, man, it's been tough. How do you deal with that? If I could just share a little secret with you this morning, you don't get 70, 80, 90 years in this life and it's all problem free. I hate to tell you, it's not. We go through seasons. We go through cycles. We go through difficult struggles in our life when we deal with hurts. We all go through these seasons. And all of us have those days of darkness and shadows when everything just falls apart. It's important that we know how to deal with them when they come. So let's go back to the beginning of the letter that Paul would write to the church at Corinth. And in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, if you've got it in your Bible or you can follow on the screen, it's on your outline there. Paul will say, but as he writes this letter to this church at Corinth, before he talks about all of the problems he's dealing with, he said, let me give you a foundation, okay? I'm going to tell you before I start, this is how I make it when struggles in life come. And Paul will say in 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Now, if you mark in your Bible, if you highlight your Bible, I would highlight God of all comfort. I would underline God of all comfort. That's a key phrase. He said in verse 4, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Now, when you read the words troubles and tribulation there, those are general words for hurts. I believe it's on your outline. For hurts, for afflictions, for annoyances, for inconveniences. And Paul is saying, when these troubles come, when these hurts come, God comforts us. God brings comfort to us, and then we can comfort others. And as you read verse 5 and 6 and 7 on down through there, it's talking about God consoles us. God comforts us when the hurts come. And Paul will use the word comfort over a half dozen times here in this passage, verses 3 through 7. And he'll start the letter by saying, listen, in the difficult moments of my life, In the hardest days, in the darkest places, in the deepest valleys, the way I'm able to get through this is because of the God of comfort. I worship the God who gives comfort in the middle of my pain. When I'm lonely, He's there with me. When I'm hungry, He meets my need. When I'm hurting, He's there to comfort me. Paul starts the letter out by saying, listen, I'm going to write you a lot of things. I got a lot of things to say to you in this letter. But I want you to know as I started out, I'm going to keep coming back and I'm going to connect to this, that the God of all comfort is the one who gets us through these situations and trials. I just want to keep it real simple this morning. I don't want to take much time, but I think Paul gives us just a couple of concepts that are woven into this passage that we need to learn, okay? When you experience the hard seasons of life, how do you get through the suffering? Two essential things. Number one, the first one's on your outline on the back of it there. The first thing you do is you need to learn to give your problems to God. And when you do, God gives you His comfort. See, that's the gift exchange that we're talking about at Christmas. You give your hurts, you give your problems to God, and He will give you His comfort. If you give God your pain and hurt, He gives you your comfort. Paul uses that phrase when he describes the God of all comfort. When he says God of all comfort, he's kind of like giving God a nickname. He's giving Him a reference point to describe Him. It's like you might be talking in a conversation to someone and you say, you know Pastor David, you know the pastor of the Crossing Church. That's the way you describe me. You might say, you know Deidre, the mama of the new baby? Yeah, no, that Deidre, that's the way we describe her, the mother of the new baby. You know David and Sherry, the grandparents of Skyler, you know. We describe them that way. Boy, I've got to catch everybody now, don't I? I got to start naming that. We describe them. And that's the way we attach our image to them. You need to understand that the God is the God of all comfort. Some of us have not learned to refer to God in that manner. Oh, you understand God's the Creator. God's the all-powerful one. And those things are true. But you need to buy into the fact that God is the God of all comfort. You need to envision Him as a loving father, as a daddy sits down and just pulls the kids up into his lap and says, let me just give you a big old hug from daddy. Everything's going to be all right. You need to see your heavenly Father that way, as the God of all comfort. Paul said he's been through all kinds of problems and issues and struggles and hurts, but the God of all comfort has walked with him through it all. No matter what you're dealing with today, no matter how you're hurting, the God is all of all comfort is there for you. And you need to learn to talk to God about it. And I think it's on your outline. You need to talk to God. You need to have a real conversation with God about it. I don't mean you just need to say, God, I ain't got no money, and go on. No. You need to say, now, Lord, I'll be honest, I'm struggling financially. God, I'm doing everything I know to do. God, I'm operating on your biblical principles of finances. And God, I'm just struggling with this. And God, right now, I've got some bills that need to be paid. You need to have an in-depth conversation with God and talk to Him about what's going on. God, I need some wisdom now. What do I do about this? What do I do about that? God, give me some direction. God, would you just walk with me through this? Listen, God wants you to learn to talk to Him in detail about the issues, the struggles, the problems, the pains, the hurts of life. In your little bulletin there this morning, the bulletin pack, you've got a little note card. I had people asking me first thing, 9 o'clock this morning, what is that note card for? I said, hang on, we'll get to it in a minute. You've got a note card there, okay? I'd like for you for a moment to take that out, okay? And from now, for the next 3 or 4 minutes to the end of this sermon, okay, I want you to write down what is causing your pain. What's causing your hurt today? What are you struggling with? What is your disappointment you're dealing with today? What I'm wanting you to do is to verbalize your hurt to God, okay? Now, if you don't have a pen, I want you to just envision on that card that you were to write down what you are struggling with. At the close of the message, I'm going to give you an opportunity to bring that card and lay it on the altar and just talk to God about it. They say, God, I'm struggling with this. I hurt today. This is causing me pain. And God, I just need to talk to the God of all comfort today. And then, Lord, I just need to lay this in your lap. And then I'm giving you an opportunity to either leave that card at the altar, or there's a little trash can over here. You can bring it over, tear it up, and put it in the trash can. But then I want you to envision you just giving that hurt to God today. What are you dealing with? What do you need comfort with today? What are you hurting for today? You need to tell God, God, here it is. Here's where I'm hurting. Have you been truly honest with God and just poured your heart out to Him? And again, we don't tell God why we're struggling or what we're struggling with so that He'll know, because God already knows. Amen? So why is it important that I verbalize to God what I am struggling with? You need to verbalize it so you can picture, this is what I'm trusting God to help me with. God, I need you to bring comfort in this specific area. The two challenges in this passage. The first one is give God your hurts. The second one, it's on your outline, it goes hand in hand with the first. The second one is so that when God gives you His comfort, you can pass that comfort on to others. I saw this illustrated in a very dynamic way this past week. Wade Perkins is in the hospital dealing with cancer. Things are not looking good at all. He's dealing with multiple issues. Infections and cancers, and the doctors are struggling to figure out what to do and what all is going on. Wade is in an extreme amount of pain. He's dealing with uncertainty. Yet as Craig and I were there this last week, Wade was laughing, he was cutting up, he was talking. And then Wade said to me, he said, "Preacher, God did not give me this cancer. I don't blame God for my cancer." Then he said this. He said, "But God does not want me to waste what I'm going through." You get that? He said, "God wants me to encourage others that no matter what they are facing, that God is with them and God can use their situation they are in." And I'm thinking, wow. It's a lot of wisdom from a man laying on the bed there, dealing with all he's dealing with. God didn't put me through this, but God doesn't want me to waste this opportunity. And what a witness and a testimony he's been to everyone that's come in to see him and all of the doctors and the nurses that are dealing with his situation. If you're going through something, God wants to give you some comfort in it, but then he wants you to turn around and comfort others while you're facing that. I see that happening in our church. I see it on Sunday mornings. I see it on Wednesday nights. I see people standing and talking. I see people standing and praying together. I see people sitting and just sharing life together. I see you on Facebook interacting with each other. I hear some of you going out and just getting coffee and just talking about life. I hear you just interacting with each other and just trying to bring comfort to each other. If you want to know what comforting looks like, it says it on the outline. Just look at the life and the ministry of Jesus. And you'll find out what it's all about. Savannah, would you come? Or I'll tell you, we're going to have a video, aren't we? Guys, if you'll get the video ready in just a moment. I stop and I look at what's going on in the lives of our people. A lot of you are hurting. A lot of you are dealing with a lot of things. I want to encourage you. Take that card. Visualize what's going on. Visualize and say, God, this is what I need help with today. God, I'm trusting you for this. And if you give God your hurt, I believe God will give you His healing. He'll give you His comfort. What you need to do is do like Jacob in old when he wrestled with God through the night. You need to say, God, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. You know, that's what, and then after God blesses you and you make it through that situation, I love it when I see you turn around and minister to someone else. You know what? That's what discipleship is all about. Learning a truth, God exchanges my hurt for His comfort. And when I learn that, then I teach it to somebody else. That's what discipleship's all about. What are you hurting with? What are you struggling with this morning? Let's stand, if you will. Very simple message. Now, you may have written something down on the card. You may have visualized something on that card. I'm going to have a word of prayer. They're going to play a video. And I'm going to invite you to just come and have a word of prayer. Lay it on the altar. I don't want you to put your name on it. It's just between you and God. God, I'm trusting you for this. And then after you pray about it, I want you to believe God's going to bring you comfort. And then if you want to throw the card away, you can. Or if you want to take it back, whatever you want to do. I encourage you, give your hurt to God today. Father, I come to you in prayer.